From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. At the Summer Olympics in London, it's a big day for Michael Phelps. He's swimming in what he says is the final race of his career this hour. NPR's Howard Berkus says it's Phelps' last chance to add to his record number of Olympic medals.
It's a pretty good chance because Michael Phelps will be swimming in a race the United States has never lost, the 4x100 medley relay. The event closes the swimming competition at the London Olympics and marks the announced end of Phelps' competitive swimming career. He has 17 gold medals going into the race and 21 overall, including 3 golds in London. But as Phelps swims off into the sunset, Team USA has a couple of youngsters already making their marks. 17-year-old Missy Franklin set a world record in the 200 backstroke Friday, earning her 3rd gold medal. 15-year-old Katie Ledecky also won gold Friday in the 800-meter freestyle, just a shade off the world record. Franklin also races one more time Saturday in a relay. Howard Berkus, NPR News, London.
President Obama praised the U.S. Olympic team today in his weekly media address. He says he was proud as he watched gymnast Gabby Douglas win her individual gold medal and enjoyed following Michael Phelps. In the Republicans' weekly response, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor stuck mostly to politics, calling on Democrats to broaden tax relief for all Americans, including wealthier taxpayers. Southwest Airlines is apologizing to customers today. A computer glitch caused flyers to be charged 10 or more times for a single reservation. Jim Burris from member station WABE in Atlanta has this report.
Some customers woke up Saturday to maxed out credit cards or empty bank accounts. Southwest spokesman Brad Hawkins says the problem started after overwhelming response to a one-day 50% off sales promotion on Friday. Hawkins says the airline's website experienced performance issues at various times throughout the day. He says customer service agents worked overnight and continue working to cancel any duplicate itineraries and reverse extra charges. Meanwhile, Southwest's 800 reservation line is overrun with calls, making it difficult for customers to reach the airline. Southwest says it's not sure how many travelers are affected. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
Dozens of homes have burned in Oklahoma as dozens of fires scorch more acreage. High gusty winds that fanned flames have died down, but people were told to evacuate in 4 counties. Several Oklahoma state highways are closed, and officials say a fire burning in a town near Oklahoma City may have been deliberately set. Tropical storm Ernesto is swirling south of Jamaica and headed for Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says its top winds are about 50 miles per hour. Also today, Tropical Storm Florence formed far out in the Atlantic, about 330 miles off the Cape Verde Islands. This is NPR. The conflict in Syria is having a devastating effect on the country's food, crop, and livestock production. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports UN and Syrian government assessors find that up to 3 million people will need assistance in the coming year.
The report finds Syria's agricultural sector has lost $1.8 billion this year as a result of the ongoing conflict. World Food Program spokeswoman Amelia Casella says there's a great risk of a complete collapse of livelihoods of farming families in the next few months.
Many of these farming families and Bedouins and herders have had to start to cut the size of their meals. They're taking their children out of school and sending them to work.
Casella says farmers are selling their livestock and other assets just to survive. The UN report says female-headed households, migrant farmers, and herders are in immediate need of assistance. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Afghanistan's parliament cast no confidence votes against the country's interior and defense ministers today. Lawmakers are angry over the poor response to cross-border attacks staged out of Pakistan. The lawmakers want to know why Afghanistan has not responded with its military. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she is pleased with progress that leaders from Somalia are making as they try to rebuild a government. Somali troops, backed by the United Nations, have tried to fend off al-Qaeda militants for several years. Clinton, who was traveling in Kenya, discussed the Somali leaders' plan to vote on a new constitution, this despite the fact that al-Qaeda still controls much of Somalia. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.